Colourful Past of the Royal Oak at Haseley, Part 1. Writing in 1848, William White described Haseley as a small parish of scattered houses, occupied by 131 souls and consisting of 1,360 acres, reports Malden local historian Stephen Nunn. He went on to list the principal farmers of the village, as well as the resident shoemaker, wheelwright, baker, brickmaker, and a certain William Sandford, who was victualler at the Oak Inn. By the time William Sandford was landlord of the Royal Oak in Fanbridge Road, the simple little beer house with its back to the fields was at least 7 years old. The earliest reference I can find to it is in the 1841 census, where it appears simply as Oak and is occupied by Samuel Carter, beer shop keeper, and wife Emma. The 1846 tithe award gives John Pitcairn as the owner, and the Carters had been replaced by James Smith. Pitcairn was a brewer with his tap at the Carpenter's Arms, Malden, and a tithe estate which included the Royal Oak. His resident landlord, James Smith, had previously been an agricultural labourer in Haseley and would have been around 40 when the tithe was taken. We know from White's directory that he was replaced by William Sandford. William, originally of Gestingthorpe near Halstead, married steeple-born Susanna Spooner in Haseley in 1844. By the time the 1851 census was taken, the couple were living at the Royal Oak with their two young daughters, Ellen, aged one, and Emily, 2 months, along with a visitor, Ellen Spooner, and a lodger, George Hurd. William died in October 1858, aged only 36, as did, tragically, daughter Emily. Susanna and Ellen moved to Wants Road, with Susanna remarrying in 1863. In the Sandford stead came the Braziers. Robert Brazier had previously been the landlord of the Star, Riddle, but by 1861 was ensconced at the Royal Oak with wife Elizabeth, née Belsham, a native of Munden. It was during their tenure that a primitive greyhound track was established in the side garden, now the car park. This surprising initiative would prove very popular and continue for many years. The Braziers were still serving the beer in 1871 and had a lodger with them, William Irvine. Robert Brazier died in 1872, and next it was the turn of Charles Hammond. He wasn't at the Royal Oak for long, because by 1881 the publican was 62-year-old Norfolk man, Pettit Johnston, assisted by his 27-year-old, yes, 27, wife Emma. They had a 28-year-old male lodger, George Wallace. I know what you are thinking, but it wasn't George who stole her heart. On March 23, 1881, the Malden Express newspaper reported the elopement of the landlady of the Royal Oak, Haseley, with a ganger, a team leader, on the new line of the railway. The track from Malden West to Wooden Ferrers was under construction, and the Royal Oak was one of the navvies' favoured watering holes.